Hello, and thank you for listening today. In celebration of Laudato Si and also World Refugee Day, we are speaking with Elizabeth Murphy. Elizabeth is the editor of our quarterly justice journal, A Matter of Spirit. Elizabeth has also helped to research and put together resources around how to assist refugees. So let's welcome Elizabeth.
Thank you, Shannon.
What are climate refugees exactly?
Refugee is a term used to describe someone who has fled his or her home country because they're in great danger or they're no longer safe. Many refugees have fled to neighboring countries due to war or persecution, but the United Nations doesn't currently recognize the term climate refugees. But it is understood that in recent years, many people have fled their homes due to climate change-related issues such as natural disasters, flood, famine, and drought. Rising sea levels that we've seen increase as climate change has become more of an issue has been particularly threatening to coastal communities.
How serious is this problem?
So it's estimated that by the year 2050, 150 million people will be pushed from their homes, due mainly to what I mentioned before, coastal flooding, shoreline erosion, and agricultural disruption. And although many of the effects of climate change are now irreversible, if we don't act now to mitigate or adapt to its effects, many communities will be forced to leave their homes.
What can we do?
So I would say three things: educate, assist, and advocate. So the first step is knowledge, and the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center has a number of resources on climate change and the global refugee crisis. In fact, this past winter, our justice journal, A Matter of Spirit, was focused around the refugee crisis and includes an article specifically about the phenomena of climate refugees, which was written by Rhett Engelking of Franciscan Action Network. IPJC has also been working on connecting folks with information on how they can assist refugees. Many people have reached out to us to find out what they can do in their communities. So if you would like to help directly with meeting refugees' basic needs, IPJC is happy to connect you with those resources in your communities and let you know what opportunities are available. And in addition to meeting the basic needs of refugees around the world, it's also very important for us to advocate for policies that welcome and protect them. We must create a culture of welcome here at home in the United States, and also extend a hand to our refugee brothers and sisters of all faiths and ethnicities. We must also protect our Earth. So this problem is happening, the phenomena of climate refugees due to climate change, and we need to face this issue head on. And although climate change is already here, we can do what we can now by enacting policies to mitigate future damage. IPJC has a legislative action center that you can sign up to receive action alerts. So when legislation comes up in Congress regarding climate change or refugees, you can send a message directly to your member of Congress and your senators.
Okay, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for sharing that with us and giving those listening today some options for what they can do to help with this climate change refugee crisis. IPJC is celebrating Laudato Si all week long. Be sure to check out our Facebook page and also our Twitter for more updates throughout this week, and please be sure to share this with your friends, families, neighbors, and community. For more information, please visit ipjc.org. Thank you.